Hey, what's going on? It's Justin Redrick here with another great episode of From Bars to Bitcoin Project. This particular episode, I am actually traveling and I am recording from Flint, Michigan, where we'll be doing a workshop at the Thumb Correctional facility tomorrow. But today is going to start a three-part episode of our trip to Colorado. Denver, Colorado, and Sterling, Colorado. In Denver, we visited the Hazelbrook Community Center, which is a recovery center, and I hope to have someone on to share their experiences from there. And also Thumb, not Thumb, but Sterling Correctional Facility in Sterling, Colorado. We did three workshops there in 2 days. It was an amazing event. And what we're going to do today, I'm going to read some of this fan mail. Some of the individuals, there's a alliance in Colorado called Grace Alliance, and I met Miss Mika Houston, who I think she's head of the alliance, and Mr. Lieutenant Jose Ruiz, who works at Sterling Correctional. And they were saying that for some of the participants, they wanted them to write an essay or answer some questions as to how this could help them, in how the knowledge can help them, whether it's while they're incarcerated, when they come home. So I'm gonna read some of these letters. The questions that were asked was, how would you benefit from learning about cryptocurrency and the market? Number two is, how do you think programs such as this will benefit in the growth and development of equity, diversity, and inclusion? Number three, do you have any experience in dealing with cryptocurrency or the stock market? If so, to what extent? So I'm gonna read Josh Hemphill, 183754. And if I don't read yours and you're listening to this, it's probably because I cannot read your handwriting. So don't take offense. Some of these I can read, some of them I can't, and I don't want to butcher it up. But for Josh, question number one, how would you benefit from learning about cryptocurrency in the market? Crypto is a great opportunity for growth. I'm working towards opportunities to grow my passive income and find financial success. Learning about cryptocurrency and the market allows me to prepare to invest wisely and earn money for my future. How do you think programs such as this would benefit in the growth and development of equity, diversity, and inclusion in the correctional setting? Unfortunately, not many people believe they have access to investments in stocks or in crypto. It is often thought of as a benefit to rich people. Programs like this expand outreach in areas where the most unsuspecting of our society can learn to invest. I believe that if people found financial success in healthy alternative ways, they were less likely to find finding in the sale of drugs that may lead in my bad. They were less likely to find it in the sale of drugs that many people in prison have relied on as quote unquote the only way to making money. This opportunity also bridges a gap, illustrating that it doesn't really matter what pigment skin someone may have, or even that you have a rough past. All money is green, and everyone, if they put in a little work, can reap the rewards. Number three, do you have any experience dealing with cryptocurrencies or the stock market? If so, to what extent? I do not have any experience dealing with cryptocurrencies or the stock market, but I can tell of a good opportunity when I see one, and I'm eager to learn. I hope as many as people take these classes, learn, and share the information with their friends, that more people will find that it is a good opportunity for them, their family, and their future. Though I have not yet invested in crypto, I am a big proponent in investing some money toward a business or potentially healthy stock and reaping the rewards and multiplying on your investment. Investment in Bitcoin is a good way to maximize on this view I have of investments. All right, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh. Now, some people might call these things, call what we're doing here crypto, but it's all good. We're gonna keep moving along. So we have next, Philip Morgan, DOC number 194725, 194725. He wrote, accompanying this kite is the questions that will be used as a part of my application to participate in From Bars to Bitcoin. I eagerly await your decision. Thank you for your time in this matter. So the first one, how would you benefit from learning about Bitcoin in the markets? I benefit from the knowledge of Bitcoin in the market by using it to invest so that I can secure my family's future, especially for my mom who is 75 years old and fully retired. Money has been real tight for her lately, and this would help her out a lot. How do you think programs such as this will benefit in the growth and development of equity, diversity, and inclusion in the correctional setting? Programs such as this shows how easy for anyone that can get started, as it takes very little money for startup. By teaching this to groups that are historically neglected, they'll be less likely to turn to things that sent them to prison. Number three, do you have any experience dealing with Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, or the stock market? If so, to what extent? I have very little experience dealing with either cryptocurrencies or the stock market. A couple of my friends were talking about building a PC to mine Ethereum. Ooh. And I had a few former coworkers that would invest a small amount, $20, in various cryptocurrencies. If I recall, they would make enough to treat their wives to a nice dinner once or twice a month. My only experience with the stock market is some of the stock I purchased as a part of an employee there, Dish Network stock, as I was employed by them. Okay. And work for Dish Network. Thank you for sharing that with us, Mr. Philip Morgan. Next, we have a letter from Louis Sebastian. Same question. Number one, how would you benefit from learning about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and the market? Okay, let me get my paper together and I'll read his answer. Right, number one, I would like to become more literate in the subject because I see many investment opportunities in non-traditional financial instruments and financial products based on crypto technology, such as savings accounts with high interest yields made possible by Bitcoin and crypto volatility, option bets on Bitcoin and crypto value fluctuation, and using cryptocurrency in trading. I think there are opportunities to make money remotely from prison, both in short and long-term horizons with Bitcoin. How do you think programs such as this will benefit the growth and development of equity, diversity, and inclusion in a correctional setting? I don't think this will enhance those factors for individuals while incarcerated because only a small group of inmates have outside support good enough to play markets and have investment capital. However, I do think it will allow more diverse social, economic, and racial classes to enter the investment world upon release because Bitcoin has fewer financial barriers to entry than traditional markets. Do you have any experience with Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, or the stock market? If so, to what extent? I have purchased some small amounts of Bitcoin and completed a few transactions with it. I've read a few books dealing with the basics of crypto's different applications, technical capabilities, and philosophy. All right, Sebastian, I think I remember actually speaking to Sebastian in the class. So I appreciate that message. We have here a Mr. John Schnarsky, or Norsky, ID 123847. Learning about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and market would benefit not only me, but everyone in prison because this decentralized technology, which uses blockchain technology, will be the future of all financial transactions. However, that is if governments such as China don't continue to push the banning of cryptocurrency in an attempt to control currency in general. This inevitable financial transition resembles how early man went from bartering basic items and evolved into using coin currencies. Then evolved again when coin currency was surpassed by paper money as a dominant form of currency. Anyone that doesn't have a thorough understanding of cryptocurrency in the market, which would be essential for all basic financial transactions, will be at an economic disadvantage. Therefore, such knowledge will be will be a necessity for all inmates, including myself. My experience with cryptocurrency is more than most. Recently, I came into a considerable amount of money and became involved with a longtime friend, a computer programmer, who was interested in starting a crypto mining operation. Moreover, I've encountered several individuals who are interested in using my artwork for NFTs. Despite the fact that NFTs aren't considered cryptocurrency, they utilize the same blockchain technology that will become a dominant form of currency in the future. Thus, I'm currently attempting to become involved in decentralized blockchain cryptocurrency NFT market. All right, so look here, y'all. I'm gonna read another one soon, but I want y'all to really, as we read these, we're noticing that people have a great knowledge of something going on beyond those walls. They're hearing things. They're very aware, and just good education will help people make better informed decisions about what's out there, where it's best for them to go, put their time, energy, money, and attention. This is all great stuff. I'm gonna continue to read a few more. This is from Austin Hop, EOC number 194088. Number one, how would you benefit from learning about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, or the market? I'll benefit from the market by increasing my financial literacy and available opportunities after incarceration. With the higher cost of living, along with my other responsibilities, the regular wages from a normal job don't seem to go quite as far anymore. Understanding Bitcoin, crypto, and financial markets will provide another avenue to support myself and family. How do you think programs such as this will benefit in the growth and development of equity, diversity, and inclusion in the correctional setting? Programs like this help. What's some good handwriting? Programs like this help meet news. Every part of the prison will help people. Help meet needs that every part of the prison population has. This while meeting a common goal, an inclusive environment. While meeting a common goal in an exclusive environment, it provides an opportunity for people from other walks of life to interact with each other in a healthy way and maybe see that they're not so different after all. All right, I like that. Do you have any experience dealing with cryptocurrencies? Bitcoin or the stock market, so to what extent? I have traded on the stocks and cryptocurrency in some form or fashion for my entire adult life, most of the time losing my shirt, but occasionally finding success, particularly trading Bitcoin arbitrage. I'm looking forward to expanding my knowledge with this class. This is a great essay, just written in great constitutional cursive that sometimes gets me. It gets to me a lot, but I appreciate that, Austin. I do. So now we have Galvez Ricardo, DOC number 181806. I'm currently enrolled in Trinidad College, so this will help me significantly. This is for the From bar to Bitcoin note. Oh man. Woo. All right, number one. How would you benefit from learning about cryptocurrency in the market? I believe that cryptocurrency is the thing of the future, and I would love the opportunity to learn everything about it. I want to know how it works as well as learn how not to get scammed. I've heard on the news about people going to jail for stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars of cryptocurrencies fraud, and I would like to know what I need to do, what I need to look out for so that I do not become a victim. I'm currently enrolled in college classes at Trinidad State. I'm blessed to being prepared for a success when I get released, therefore reducing recidivism. I want to be a part of the solution and no longer the problem. Attending the Bitcoin transformation community will go hand in hand with my associate's degree. I know the class size is limited, therefore I must be cutthroat in trying to convince you to allow me a seat on the table. I feel I should be granted this opportunity because I am not going to take it for granted. I am a great headspace, better than I have been. I've distanced myself completely from the thing that has ran my previous 28 years of my life, which was my game. I want to get as much knowledge possible before getting out. College in this class is the best thing I can get involved with at this point in my life. I want to have the proof of the major change I have done, so when I'm paroled, so when my parole comes up, I'm also on a learning roll. I am uploading my motherboard brain with so much knowledge, so I do not skip a beat when I get home. I do not have any experience in crypto in the crypto world, but I am a fast learner when it comes to making money. Please give me an opportunity in the Bitcoin world. Wow. Don't worry about that, man. Your opportunity is already here, Galvez. Your opportunity is already here. You know, in this space here, all it takes is the warnings and the will to learn. Just some good amount of direction so you don't run across those scenarios. That was a great read. That was a great read. You can hear the dedication that people have to doing something better than what they did and got them locked up. So we have Nick Vanderfort, inmate number 183330. Number one, how would you benefit from learning about cryptocurrency in the markets and Bitcoin? I feel I would benefit from learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and the crypto market because then upon release from prison, I would understand what the market is and would be able to have a way to invest money wisely, as to have a way to have my money work for me and help me succeed in the world. Number two, how do you think programs such as this would benefit in the growth and development in equity and diversity and inclusion in the correctional setting? I think programs such as this benefit growth and development of equity, diversity, and inclusion in correctional settings by one, everyone, no matter who you are or what you believe in, need money to survive. And second, financial freedom and security is something everyone can benefit from. Three, do you have any experience dealing with cryptocurrencies or the stock market? If so, to what extent? Three, I have no experience dealing with cryptocurrency or dealing with and navigating the stock markets. It's all right, Nick. Appreciate your honesty and being forthcoming. Again, more good stuff. I have just a few more letters to read. I got one more to read. Okay. One more from Helaman Reed. Here are my questions for the Bitcoin class. Please consider me. Deadline set to turn in before 3/20/24. They sent all of these to Ruiz in the kitchen. Number one, how would you benefit from learning about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and the market? This will help give me another way to earn cash through investments in cryptocurrency, and knowledge of the market will increase my chances of success in earning a passive cash flow of money. Two, how do you think programs such as this will benefit in the growth, development, equity, diversity, inclusion, in the correctional setting? This will bring staff and defendants together while setting their politics and their differences aside to expand their knowledge as one cohesive group. Three, do you have any experience dealing with cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, and stock market? I have experience in dealing with the stock market by investing my personal money in AMC stock back in 2021. So those are all the letters I have so far. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more out there and a lot more to come. But from all of this, we were able to see that there is an interest in Bitcoin behind prison walls. Number one. Number two, a lot of people are now understanding that the cost of living is not what it was when they went in. And three, everyone still needs an opportunity to learn. Everyone still needs an opportunity to take care of themselves. Everyone still needs an opportunity to better themselves. And nowhere, along these questions did these people even hear about the job opportunity that was going to be available or that we're working to put together for them. So like a lot of people say, we're still so early in Bitcoin, but there are people incarcerated who are eager to learn this and want to be able to change their lives for the better. So after hearing these letters, after you heard these letters, after reading these letters, you see that the work that we're doing here means something. And no matter the bumps in the roads we go through, we're going to keep working. So that's our episode for today. Please, please support this project, whether it's with your Sats or your USD. There will be in the show notes, you'll see all the links to where we are, where you can support this. Check out our website. And I'll be uploading some photos of our most recent trip as well. Again, thank you for listening to this. Be on the lookout for part two of this great run we had in Colorado. Hope to hear from you all soon. Until then, peace.